Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. One of the frustrations of seasonal eating is that we can't always eat as much as we can buy. So the problem is, how do we save it to enjoy it later? Salting and brining are two ancient techniques of preserving food, but sometimes the flavor changes are so significant that we might do it for the sake of the taste. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, you thought a lot about this.
Oh yeah, I mean, salt is such a cool chemical. Mm-hmm. That we get to use in the kitchen all the time, and it has a lot of effects over food, so it's great.
Yeah, an old way of preserving food. And this time of year, a lot of people do think about preserving some vegetables and stuff because we have in such abundance.
Well, yeah, I mean, as springtime comes and you get ramps and asparagus and even great mushrooms that come around in the spring, I mean, you want to keep them around for a while. Obviously, pickling them with salt and vinegar, you know, changes the flavor a little bit, but mm-hmm. It's delicious to just do that and to can them up and have them, you know, year round.
Now, here in what used to be colonial America, we're uh-huh. really familiar with salting up meat and things like that.
Oh, right, and fish. I mean, yeah. Salt, cod. One of the fun things to do is to sort of make your own cured salmon, which mm-hmm. is a very easy thing to do. And salt in that situation is used to pull moisture out of the product because mm-hmm. bacteria requires moisture in food to grow. And so if you dehydrate your product, you'll be able to preserve it for longer because there'll be less water and the bacteria just won't be able to grow. So using a mixture of salt and sugar, spreading it over the top of a side of salmon and pressing mm-hmm. it in the fridge for a couple of days pulls all the moisture. You put this dry pack of salt and sugar on and all of a sudden it becomes like wet sand by the uh-huh. time you're done. And this piece of salmon underneath has become desiccated and, you know, has a much longer shelf life, but also delicious to slice thin and make a little dill cream sauce and throw on a bagel.
Now, that must really intensify the flavor.
It does. Of course, remember, we always talk about water diluting flavor. And
right.
So when you're pulling the water out, you're certainly intensifying the flavor of whatever you're drying.
Now, what can happen with some of the cuts of meat that we like?
Well, you know, we're always worried about things like chicken and pork drying out when mm-hmm. we roast them or when we grill them. So
right.
So if you hearken back to maybe your high school biology days, remember this thing called osmosis,
yeah.
where water moves from higher to lower concentration to try to make equilibrium occur.
Right.
By generating a low-salt brine, my sort of rule of thumb is 1/2 pound per gallon.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually put a piece of meat in it, which would have a higher salt content, and water would flow from the brine into the meat.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of keep, you know, add more moisture to what you're going to be cooking. I think people brine their turkeys very often. Obviously, you have to be careful not to have too much salt in the brine because then you do the other thing. You force the water out of the meat into the
yeah.
brining solution. But once water starts rushing into a product, whatever flavors are in the water is going to find your way into the product. So
mm-hmm.
you can go crazy with the flavor compounds you put in your brine. I mean, pork chops, things like oranges, brown sugar, cinnamon, basil, all these types of things in a pork chop brine swell that pork chop with some delicious flavor.
So it's not losing flavor. It's not being diluted. It's actually being enhanced.
Well, I mean, those flavors aren't in the pork chop. So
mm-hmm.
by putting moisture in, you may be diluting the pork chop slightly, but you're going to lose a lot of that moisture when you grill it anyway.
Sure.
And you're going to stick around with a lot of that lovely flavor. And so playing with different brines and sort of and making your own is a ton of fun.
Can you put together a good brine recipe for folks?
Yeah. We certainly will have a couple of brine recipes and sort of a salmon curing recipe and a pickling recipe on the website.
And we've talked about it before, and it's shocking how easy all this is.
Agreed.
It's really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And Jerry, I'd like to take a moment to remind our listeners that this fall in October, I'm going to be leading a tour to Portugal and Spain. It's called
yeah.
the Vineyards and Victories Tour, half wine, half history. And I've put a lot of information on the WYPR website. If you go to the seller notes page, you'll be able to find the links. Just follow the links and take a look at it. I hope you can join us. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR. Your NPR news station.